Best of Singles of 2018. So now, on with the show and tracks for you from my top 10 albums of 2018. Let's get this hour kicked off with the Middle Kids. Middle Kids are a mixed-gendered indie alt-rock trio out of Sydney, Australia. Really like these guys. I found them originally in 2016 with the release of Edge of Town, and I immediately liked them on Facebook and SoundCloud so I could keep my eye on them. They released two singles in 2016, and I was hoping for more. And they rewarded me in 2018 with their record label full-length debut album preview, Lost Friends. Oh, and by the way, Middle Kids was also on my top 10 albums of 2017. I like these guys a lot. I have two tracks coming your way, with the first song being Mistake, here on the best albums of 2018 here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Standing face. something on your mind. Tick tock, could I take it for a while?
new music. From the Greeting Committee here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK in the top 10 of 2018. That was the Greeting Committee, as I mentioned. First found this indie post-pop mixed gender four-piece out of Kansas City, Missouri back in April of this year, and I've been featuring their song 17 for quite a bit. And I have to tell you, these guys are the real thing. They're currently, or they were, last year out on tour with Jukebox the Ghost, which I think was a great gig for these guys as an opening act. They are out on tour again. They're supporting the band Arkells, and they have a stop here at the Sinclair on February 25th over in Cambridge. I already bought my tickets, so I'm going to that. You just heard there, finishing up the song set with You've Got Me, then also in there 17 from the Greeting Committee, and then also squeezed in the middle there was another single from Middle Kids, and that was called Edge of Town.
Don't let debt keep you down. Protect your career, your family, and your financial future with help from NFCC, a financial advocate who understands the money issues faced by current and former military members. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322 or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
Next up on the best of 2018 is a three-song set from three different artists, starting with Snail Mail. Snail Mail is the stage name for a solo project from Lindsay Jordan. She's from Baltimore, Maryland. Snail Mail released their debut album, Habit, in 2016 when Lindsay was just 16, when she was still in high school. Now 18, she signed with Matador Records with her sophomore effort, Lush, which came out on June 8th of 2018. I played the pre-release single, Pristine, back in April of last year. But with the release of the entire album, I thought I'd play a deeper cut because I like the album. It's on my top 10 list, of course. The song I have for you now is called Speaking Terms, here on the best albums of 2018 on music you might otherwise miss. Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at the 2018 10 Best Albums version of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Finished that three songs set with the latest from Caves. And that's Caves with two Vs. I actually pulled this quote from the SoundCloud page. I thought it was appropriate. Quote, angsty indie with a touch of emotional surf. Unquote. That's how they described their sound. The band is Troy Toon, Jackson Ralph, Sophie Emerson, and Matt Bennett, and they're all currently unsigned and originally from Wichita, Kansas. I was trying to check out who they were, and their influences, which just cracked me up. Two of their influences are bands Waves and Always, both with double Vs. Obviously, that's where they're pulling that from. Anyway, Caves just released a dynamite debut album. It's called Learn to Swim. It came out in January of last year. Do really like the disc, and of course, I had that delicious dilemma of which song to play with you or for you. I ended up going with Sun City. Then in between there was the title track to Hatchie's new terrific album, Sugar and Spice, which came out in May 25th of last year. Next up, something new from a band called Girl in Red. Girl in Red is really Marie Olvin. She makes music in her bedroom. She's unsigned indie, lo-fi, bedroom pop singer-songwriter. I am smitten with this young artist. She is amazing. She's only 19 years old, and she's from Norway. She put out a series of singles in 2018, then compiled them to make an EP called Chapter One, which was self-released and came out September 14th. I'm going to start this four-song set with her song Girls here on the best albums of 2018 on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Afraid of what the
Ooh, for new music from Fantastic Furniture here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK in the top 10 of 2018. Fantastic Furniture, that's who that was there. As I mentioned, it is spelled P-H-A-N-T-A-S-T-I-C, and furniture is F-E-R-N-I-T-U-R-E. They're a wonderful indie pop trio from Sydney, Australia. The band is made up of Julia Jacklin, Liz Hughes, and Ryan K. Brennan. I was so immediately taken by this threesome when I first listened to tracks from their debut full-length self-titled album. It came out in July of this year, or last year. They recently got signed to Polyvinyl Records, which is one of my go-to labels, and now I'm following them on Facebook and SoundCloud. And again, you know, like when I first found them, I had that difficult time of picking just one track. I ended up playing two tracks for you for this special edition of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. We finished the song set with Gap Year, preceded by Uncomfortable Teenager. Also in there was the second track from Girl in Red with Say Anything. Let's keep things moving here with something from The Beths. I first featured The Beths in 2016 with the release of their debut EP, Warm Blood. In 2016, they were still unsigned. Well, they got signed by Carpart Records, and the EP was re-released earlier in 2018 with the new label. And with the support of the new label, The Beths went back in the studio to release their label debut full-length album, Future Hates Me. Came out in August 10th of last year. The Beths are a mixed-gendered indie alt-pop rock foursome out of Auckland, New Zealand. They're fronted by Elizabeth Stokes and supported by Jonathan Pierce, Benjamin Sinclair, and Ivan Lunkinka Johnson. Been together for almost 4 years. I like the sound of this post-punk approach to alternative pop. I also like that all four band members sing, which gives a fuller sound. The song I had to play for you this morning is the title track from that album of the best albums of 2018 on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Well, designed for everyone that
Radio Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at the 2010 10 Best Albums version of music you might otherwise miss. We finished that two-song set with a tune from Milo Green. And Milo Green is not a person, but really a mixed-gendered trio. I first found them in 2014 when they were a quintet, but they've winnowed down since then. Down to three, as I mentioned. And then they got the name Milo Green for the band. As a result of a marketing ploy, they mentioned that when they would try to book shows with venues, having an agent or a pretend agent was more effective, but they couldn't afford one. So they fabricated the name Milo Green as their manager. The name ended up being the band's name overall. That was the first single off their new album, Adult Contemporary, that is called Move. All right, let me slip in two more of the top 10 albums of 2018. Both these tracks are from Alice Merton. Alice Merton is relatively new artist now, but she's already getting compared to Fleetwood Mac, Sia, and Florence and the Machine. She is Canadian-British singer-songwriter. This is her very first single that she released called No Roots. The song came out in December of 2016 originally. Then it took over a year to release her debut EP, also titled No Roots. Came out on April 16th of 2018. So I have for you No Roots and a deeper cut called Lash Out coming your way. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3, which will be a 2018 singles retrospective of music you might otherwise miss.
I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots. them. I've got.